Why do some cities seem to experience greater safety than others? Could it be there is a greater love of God, or believers are praying for and not complaining about their community? Today we begin to petition God for District 4, which covers the largely populated cities of Chino, Chino Hills, Montclair, Ontario, and the southern part of Upland. Its county supervisor is Kurt Hagman. Comparing the crime statistics for Chino Hills between 2021 and 22, the overall crime grade improved from B+ to A+. So that's encouraging. The ones that rose slightly included rape, murder, vehicle theft, arson, drug crimes, vandalism, ID theft, and animal cruelty. The frequency of crimes committed improved from every 6 hours 15 minutes to every 6 hours 27 minutes. Now, I know that's not a lot, but that's better. Chino went up, on the other hand, from C- to C overall crime grade, but it went down in violent crime and property crime. In violent crime, it went from C- to D-, and property crime C- to D+. The frequent went from every 3 hours to every 2 hours. Categories with significant increases were assault, robbery, burglary, kidnapping, and animal cruelty. So all in the violent area predominantly. Father God, we lift up Chino Hills and Chino to you. We know that collectively they make up quite a few people. Chino Hills has almost 79,000 and Chino has 96,000 people living there. We pray, Father, for the crime to improve, that there would be a decrease in these categories that were listed. And we praise you, Father, that in Mark 7:21-22, it says, "For it is from within, out of a person's heart, that evil thoughts come. Sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly." So we pray, Father, for the cleansing of these people's hearts that are thinking about stealing, about murdering, about kidnapping, about hurting an animal, with hurting someone else just to buy, to get something, for robbery, burglary. We pray, God, that these crimes will be stopped in Jesus' name, and that people's hearts will be changed and transformed by the good news of Jesus Christ. We know that that's what it will take for things to happen. We thank you, God, that despite some things that people have been caught, we thank you that there was a man arrested by troopers who located 55 pounds of drugs, and that despite a man creating his own fake fire department, they were able to catch him. Activists that threatened to dismember a school board president was able to be apprehended. And a middle school teacher that was accused of teaching class while drunk was caught and found. And we pray for more of these kinds of things to happen that would put the fear of God in others, that people do get caught. We pray for the history of Chino that experienced racial tensions back in the day. But we just pray that that will no longer be an issue today. And we pray, God, that you will watch over the police department. May they do their job with utmost integrity and ethics, and that there would be accountability and authenticity. But we also pray for the citizens to step up and share when they see something that's not going on that should be told to the police or the proper authorities, and that these people would be stopped, knowing that it's a collective, that the village is standing up for crime to go down, in Jesus' name.